This weekend marked a tragic first for Denali National Park. On Friday, three hikers near Toklat Road Camp made a discovery that would lead to the first bear mauling fatality in the park's history. From Talkeetna, KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
The group of hikers discovered an abandoned backpack along the Toklat River and upon further investigation found evidence of a violent struggle. The hikers immediately returned to the Toklat campground and reported their findings to Park Service at approximately 5:30 p.m. Park rangers then launched a helicopter and fixed-wing aircraft to search the area where the unsettling evidence had been discovered. Approximately 30 minutes after beginning the search, the helicopter team made the discovery of the remains that would later be identified to be those of Richard White, 49 years old, of San Diego, California. Denali National Park spokesperson Maureen McLaughlin says they identified a bear guarding a cache and feeding on remains, but that the bear retreated when the helicopter approached. The bear soon reapproached the rangers and began circling, forcing them to retreat to the gravel bar and fire a rifle into the air to force the bear to retreat before boarding the helicopter again. Due to waning light and the presence of at least one bear, further investigation was delayed until Saturday. Rangers and Alaska State Troopers returned to the scene on Saturday, where a large male grizzly was defending the site of White's remains and preventing the recovery team from approaching. McLaughlin says the park has a bear-human conflict management plan to determine whether the bear should be killed.
In this case, the bear was aggressive. It was threatening to both rangers and troopers that were out at the site, and it was very defensively defending its cache site, so the kill. And according to the plan, when we have a case of predation like this, with a visitor getting killed and human consumption also being part of it, it results in destroying the bear.
Photographs from White's camera show the first part of the interaction, where White took several pictures of a bear that was unaware of him. The last photos of the camera show the bear becoming aware of the backpacker, according to McLaughlin.
The bear was not showing signs of aggression in those photos, or no obvious signs of aggression, but there was a point in time where the bear became aware of the backpacker. And so there's just, you know, one or two photos where that is evident, and the camera was put down at that point. But there's, you know, there would have been a span of time between the last photos and the ultimate conclusion, and those we'll never know what happened in that time frame.
The attack occurred in Unit 10, or the West Branch Upper Toklat area of Denali National Park. The area is frequented by hikers due to its proximity to the park road and its access to glacial headwaters. The area has been closed until the investigation into the fatal mauling has concluded. As of Saturday night, 12 additional hiking parties had been cleared from the area, and no additional incidents have been reported. Before being allowed to hike into the backcountry, hikers are required to undergo what McLaughlin described as one of the most extensive bear awareness programs in the national park system. The briefing advises hikers to maintain at least 1/4 mile of distance between themselves and any bear. White had obtained a permit to hike in the backcountry and so was required to undergo the bear awareness program. Richard White's remains were recovered and sent to the office of the medical examiner in Anchorage. The bear's remains were taken by Park Service to conduct a necropsy. Details as to the cause of the attack are still unclear, and rangers are continuing their investigation. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.